inviting me to thank you for inviting me to Texas to do something I haven't done in nearly 45 years. Preach three times on a Sunday. Am I doing all right on the third trip? He took me out to a very delicious meal today, he and his fine wife. And I went back to the hotel, and thank you for the lovely accommodation. And I had a nice nap. And I am now ready. I'm like Brother Hogan. Brother Hogan said, I don't preach sermonettes because sermonettes are preached by those who smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I'm going to preach short tonight. And as his brother would say, Joe Darrow, let's see. I've enjoyed being with you. And Brother Gibbs, these are preliminary remarks, so this is not a part of how long I preach. It's good to have fellowship with Brother Gibbs, his wife, and the leaders of this church. Some of them I've known since they were young men, since we were young men. And God has blessed all of us to still be alive here, and I'm so thankful. You've been a good, kind church to me. My mind was blown when I saw Brother Jonathan Williams. Mari's son. I got Williams on my mind because I'm coming to you next. Jonathan Morrison, one of our great preachers. And Jonathan used to be Jonathan when he came to Newark, but now that he's the minister of the Cedar Crest Church, he's now John Morrison, J-O-N. He's done a great job. I heard him speak at the National Lectureship recently, and we're thankful for the little bit I had to play in his life. I made him mad a lot of times. He worked with me as an interim minister for the summer, and we became very close as a result of that. And he loved me so much to come and encourage me at my wife's funeral, and I'll never forget your love. The song leader, Brother Williams. It took me a while to get it all together, but I used to do meetings for his father in the 60s and the 70s, Brother Warren Williams. And I remember he had two boys, and I'm trying to look at you those years ago, and I can't go back that far. But I remember your mother, your grandmother. I remember Margaret. It's amazing. And I'm so glad to see you grow up and be a great man in the church and in the community. It does my heart so much good because I go back to various places, and I look for people. And they're not there anymore. Some have gone because of death, and others have gone back to the flesh pots of Egypt. God bless you, sir. And now, a word for the young people. Peggy Wells Autry, and Cheryl Pointers. Forgive me for not knowing her last name, sir. I beg your pardon. But I'm doing well to say Cheryl Pointer. And then the Brother Ehsan Musa, yes, Brother Musa. All of these young people, our lives have touched across the years. When Peggy graduated from high school, I took her out to a Burger King and had lunch with her and gave her a graduation card and some money. She never forgot that. Musa, we helped to go to Southwestern Christian College. And you're looking at a man who has had 50 annual Northeastern Youth Conferences. 50. And one young lady whose name I don't remember, she remembers me at the hotels, walk in the hall, go in your room. Curfew time is over. (clears throat) But you have to do those things in order that the hotel will let us come back the next year. Everybody in the hotel doesn't want to stay up all night. But I thank God for these young people. And you mean a lot to me. And I appreciate you and your encouragement. We had nearly 1,200 young people and adults to come to Newark this past April 8 through 6 to celebrate the 50th Northeastern Reunion Youth Conference. And we had a super marvelous time. I thank God for these young people. And we appreciate your love for Christ and faithful down here in Texas. When young people go away from home sometime, they never associate with the church anymore. But thank God for you. Well, my text is, I've been up here 5 minutes and 18 seconds. Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 7. A very familiar passage. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I want to talk about tonight some choices that you cannot choose. Some choices that you cannot choose. We are people of choice. Man is not a computerized machine. Battle-scarred Joshua said to Israel, choose you this day whom you will serve. 24:15. The book says that Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin. Hebrews 11:25. In the last book of the Bible, John says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And to him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him come. And take the water of life freely. Every day we live, we are confronted with a series of choices. And man has to make important choices in this life about his occupation, the person that he's going to marry, his decision about serving the Lord, where he's going to live. All of these are important choices. But the flip side of the cruciality of choice is that even though we live in a country where we have freedom of speech, religion, assembly, and press, there are some people who sing the song, I am free, to do whatever I want to do. And I hear some liberated women say, I am free, and no man is going to tell me what to do. I ain't talking about church women now. But let me sound my trumpet. I must tell you that the ability to choose has its limitations. Time limits our choices. There are some things that are absolutely impossible to choose in the land of the living, of free, in the home of the brave. And if you don't understand this principle, life will be miserable to you. We did not choose our parents. And some of our young folk certainly would have chosen somebody else because they said they came from a dysfunctional family. And I'm wondering, when they grow up, and I hope they do get married and have children, will your family be dysfunctional? Will you stay married as long as your mama and your daddy? Let's see. We didn't choose the race. We didn't choose the color of our skin. We didn't choose whether we were born here in America or some Caribbean island or in London or in Africa. We had nothing to do with that. There are some things that are impossible to choose. We are social creatures, and what is done by someone else affects us, because no man is an island. Choices that you and I cannot choose. The text says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man thinketh, whatever a man does, that shall he reap. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. If he sows to the flesh, he will of the flesh reap corruption. If he sows to the Spirit, he will of the Spirit reap corruption, or reap everlasting life. What you sow is what you get. It's impossible to choose neutrality toward Christ. Say that again, brother preacher. If you have reached the age of accountability, it's impossible to choose neutrality toward Christ. Many people try to do that, and they decide not to make a decision concerning Christ, thinking that they haven't lived long enough to take a stand for what is right or wrong. But the Master said, that's impossible. He that is not with me is against me. Matthew 12 and verse number 30. Governor Pilate tried to wash his hands and be innocent and neutral toward Jesus, only to discover that it was impossible to be neutral about the number one man of history, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "At harbor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good." Romans 12 and 9. Jesus loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Hebrews 1 and 9. And David said long time ago, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way." I tell you, it's impossible to be neutral toward Jesus Christ. some bad choices is to disobey God. Put the flesh first. Follow false prophets. Let the world overcome you. Reject God's promises. And when you do those things, you're going to reap what you sow. Secondly, it's impossible to choose the consequences of our choices. You may choose, but you cannot choose the consequences of the choices that you've made. Consider some physical laws. The law of gravity is fixed, unchangeable. A person can choose to jump off of the Empire State Building, but once he chooses to jump, it's impossible to choose the choice. You cannot choose the consequences of your choices. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If a man sows to the flesh, he will of the flesh reap corruption. But if he sows to the Spirit, he will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Cain chose to murder his blood brother Abel. Genesis 4:8. And the blood of Abel rose up from the ground, cried aloud, because you can't do wrong and get by. And there is an all-seeing eye watching you. And God said, where is your brother? And he started making excuses. Am I my brother's keeper? And he was given a punishment. And when he was given that punishment, he said, my punishment is greater than I can bear. You can choose to do wrong, but you can't choose the consequences of your wrong. One may choose to drink alcohol, but one cannot choose the results of drinking alcohol. Proverbs 23 and 29, it says, at last it biteth like a serpent, and it stingeth like an adder. One may choose to smoke. One may walk a mile for a camel. But one cannot choose the consequences of his smoking. And one of the most difficult things for a minister is to go to the hospital, and particularly to the cancer ward, and visit people who have no vocal cords. Their lungs are poisoned. Their face are torn asunder. They cannot speak. And all of this is because they chose to smoke. Thirdly, choices. You cannot choose. It's impossible to choose your own term of forgiveness. Think about it. No criminal is permitted to set his own term of pardon. And my heart was glad and made you rejoice seeing these young people up here leading the service tonight. What a marvelous way to train them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And it's better to be trained in the church than to be trained in the world. It's better to be trained to be a Christian than to be trained by the devil. I like Beyonce, but she's not an angel. I like Jay-Z, but Jay-Z is far from an angel, y'all. Do you all see how Beyonce dresses? It's getting hot up here. Rihanna is not a role model for Christian women. Say amen if you can. I like Oprah Winfrey, but Oprah Winfrey is not a role model for Christian women. Say amen if you can. Naaman, a leper, and leprosy was incurable. But he was told about a man of God. He went to the man of God, and he was ticked off because the man of God didn't come out and give him a red carpet treatment. He sent a message. I don't know whether he texted it, tweeted it, but he said, you go to the river of Jordan and dip 7 times, and you'll be cured from your leprosy. And Naaman was angry. He wanted to choose the consequences and the solution for his problem. And he started talking that what about talk. What about the rivers of Parfel and the rivers of Jordan? Any river will do, child. Don't make no difference what river it is. But God's prophet said, the river of Jordan. He could not choose the river of his choice. And as long as he was raving mad, he was still a leper. But finally, he cooled off and went down to muddy, dirty Jordan River. And he dipped 1 time, still a leper. Dipped a 2nd time, still a leper. Dipped a 3rd time, still a leper. Somebody said, if a man dips 3 times in the Jordan, that ought to be all right. One dip for the Father, one dip for the Son, and one dip for the Holy Ghost. But God said 7 times. He dipped 4 times, came up, still a leper. Dipped 6 times, still a leper. But bless my bone, he dipped 1 more time. And when he came up, the 7th time, leprosy was gone. You got to do what God said. Like God said, am I right about it? 15 minutes, Brother Gibbs, and I'm on my way to land this plane. Jesus said, go into all the world. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Go into all the world and preach my gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He died for us. He shed his blood for us. And you and I cannot choose our terms of forgiveness. I don't see nothing in the water. But when you go to the water, you don't go with any microscopic glasses trying to analyze H2O. Talk about the components of water. But you go in that water by faith. I don't see anything in the water. But by faith, Jesus will meet you in the water. I tell you, by faith, there is something in the water. Because in that split second, when a man is buried in the water, some unusable things take place in that moment. Number one, there is an operation performed on your heart. You are cut loose from all of your past sins. You're born again. You are regenerated. sanctified, glorified, purified, and redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Translated out of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son, in whom you have the forgiveness of your sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. Something happens in that water. You go down in your sins, but something happens in the water and you come up a child of God. All of your sins washed away. You go down lost, but when you come up, you're now saved. You go down in the world, but when you come up in the church of Christ. You go down a child of the devil, but something happens in the water, and you come up a child of God. And then you can sing that old song, "Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away." I don't know how you feel, but somebody ought to sing the song tonight, "Take me to the water and wash my sins away." I wanna become a child of God. I need Jesus. And I want to tell you something, young folk. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Nobody can lift you up like Jesus. Nobody can guide you like Jesus. Nobody can stand by you through all of your trials and tribulation like Jesus. Nobody can be a fence all around you like Jesus. Nobody can make your enemies behave and leave you alone. Nobody can turn your midnight into sunshine. Nobody can take your sorrow and give you joy. Nobody can say, "I'll be with you always until the end of the world," but Jesus Christ. Do you know him? It's not enough for your mama to know him. Do you know him? Not enough for daddy to know him. Do you know him? If you don't know him tonight, you need to come to him. You can't raise your hand and come to him. You can't say no sinner's prayer and come to him. You can't listen to Joel Osteen and say the sinner's prayer, "Our Father," and then close it out in the name of Jesus. And between "Our Father" and "Amen," you're born again. You are redeemed, a child of God, speak in tongues and filled with the Holy Ghost. Not a word of that is true. Go ahead and preach, Brother Lawton. I'm trying to take my seat. You need to be born again. And just as Naaman could not choose the terms of his pardon, you can't choose the term of your pardon. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." I don't see what water got to do with it. You can't see well at all anyhow. You don't see clearly. You don't see any harm in sleeping with somebody and going to Motel 6. You don't see no harm in that. You don't see no harm in open marriage. Help me, Lord Jesus. You don't see no harm in two men getting married if that's what they lack. Jesus, help me. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." If you're here tonight, come to Jesus by hearing his word, believing in him as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of all your sins, Luke 13, 3 and 5. And then make that grand and noble confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Acts 8, 37. And then you're baptized in water for the remission of your sins, and the good Lord will wash your sins away. Would you be free from the burden of your sins? There is power in the blood, wonder working power in the blood. And the only way you can come in contact with that blood is in water baptism. If you're here tonight and you are a child of God and you've fallen by the wayside, you ought to sing the song by demonstration, "Lord, I've wandered far from God, but now I'm coming home. And this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Because there are some choices that I cannot choose. If you're here tonight of either category, won't you come now as we stand and sing?
Have you been to Jesus for?